Morning, everyone. LightningESL.com. Well, she started off born in 1919. Her mother was a regular student at school, went to public school, high school. What's interesting I learned later was my mother's parents had a hardware store. It wasn't a very kind of strange hardware store. It was the usual nuts and bolts and hammers and things like that. My grandfather was a tinsmith. In other words, that means a person would go onto a roof of a house and fix it with tin. So many, many times, my mother used to tell me she worked in the store. My grandparents had their actual living quarters behind the store. That was a common thing in those days, back in the early 1920s, 1930s. Yeah. So she worked with my grandparents in the back of the store. I can remember distinctly one particular moment in time. I was probably like 7 years old, 6 years old, whatever. I can remember, believe it or not, sitting in the area of the front of her store, hardware store, and just staring up at a gentleman that came in. He had bad skin complexion, whatever. The mother said, "Don't look, don't look." As a mother nurturing would be, don't look at such things. It might be very embarrassing. That's one of my earliest memories with my mother working at the hardware store for my grandparents. Yeah. Later on in life, I fell in love with my father, married my father. Remember, all this time, I lived south, southern part of the city of Toronto. Later on, the oldest sister was born, then my second oldest sister was born, then myself. Every mother goes through trials and tribulations, doesn't it? It's very true. Not everything is easy. It's not supposed to be easy. But through love and nurturing and guidance, lifestyle guidance, my mother showed me and my twin sister and other sisters how to grow, how to learn about things about life, other people, other nationalities, other religions. You can't find these kind of things in a book. You have to learn it and experience it. That's right. Later on, remember, she was born in 1919, just after World War I. But of course, as a younger girl, all of a sudden World War II was approaching in 1943, 1942, that kind of premise. So what happens? My father went to war, in the sense that he went to army training base, as well as a lot of my relatives did. And of course, my mother was really worried what's going to happen with the children, kind of thing. So in those days, long time ago, obviously, my mother worked in a department store downtown Toronto. I think it was Eaton's and Simpson's downtown Toronto. And the four kids were at home, being babysat by aunts and uncles and things like that. It was a hard time of life. In other words, I have to work. My husband's going to army base training, so I have to do what I have to do. And that's the strength of a mother. As you know, the strongest love there is a mother for their children. So indirectly, I felt this presence at all times. I really did. It's a strange thing how the sons gravitate towards the mother, whereas the daughters gravitate towards or go towards the father for advice. Interesting, isn't it? You think the father goes towards the son, etc., but no. Most of the time, it's the reverse. The mother had a household of obviously four kids, taking care of the household, the cooking, the cleaning, like every other wife had to do. It's not easy. Not easy. Of course, there's three different age groups, isn't there? One is born in the middle of 1940s, and then 1950, and I'm a little later. So you have to understand, it's not easy. It wasn't easy at all. But every mother has strength, a lot of strength and ambition inside. It's in the chromosomes, call it what you want. That's how you learn these things. You can't get it from Google or a book or a library. A lot of it's instinctive. It comes naturally. It really, really does. Later on, I realized the struggle and tribulation that she had to go through. She gave up a lot to take care of the children. Now, as a young mother or future mother yourself, or thinking of becoming a mother yourself, you have to say to yourself, there's a lot to understand, a lot to learn, a lot to adjust and adapt to. There's no guarantee of your children, no guarantee of a perfect health for your child, which of course you want. There is no guarantee, but you have to learn how to adapt, to find the mental and physical strength of it all. That's right, mental and physical strength. This is not something you can find anywhere else, but it's inside of you. People give you all kinds of advice. When this happens, do this. When this happens, do this. But again, it's a question of how you adapt. That's the question. It's a question of food, clothing, hygiene for your children and yourself and other things. All these things are going on at the same time. All these things are going on. It is not easy. Not easy at all. No, no. And a lot of times my mother would cook and clean all days, all hours of the night. And it was very difficult. It was very difficult. That's the power of a mother. It is. So all young ladies out there, if they're becoming a mother, you have to think about these things. There are a lot of trials and tribulations, like I mentioned before. There are a lot of issues you have to think about. Not every woman should become a mother. It's true. They can't handle the stress, and there's a lot of stress. Mental stress is a lot of times more than physical stress. How do you quantify such a thing? How do you say how much stress is involved? Am I stressed about this? Am I stressed about that? If you have help from family and friends to take care of the children, great. But most don't. So they have to adjust between life, work, and everything else. How do I do that? It's time management. It's not easy. It is not easy whatsoever. That's the strength of a mother. As I mentioned before, the love of a mother is the most strongest type of love there is. So in my particular case, my mother took the four children and my father. Later on in life, when we were all established in the sense that we could take care of our own families, it was time for them to relax and relax and relax if possible. Her hobbies were basically artwork, golfing, yeah. She loved nature, going outside, seeing kind of things. My mother's gone right now, which I regret very much. However, the lasting impression on myself and my three sisters will last forever. It will last forever. Life lessons passed down from your mother to your children. You might say to yourself, why did she teach me this? Why did she learn me about that? There's many moments in time, split-second moments, you go, oh yeah, I remember where this idea came from. Now I understand why she taught me how to do this. Some mothers teach their children how to cook, how to clean. Some don't. Every mother is different. Every mother, every woman, every young lady is different. So when you're trying to have or mold a young lady or young girl at a very young age, how she should act, how she should not act, and so on, they look up to you for guidance, life skills, life balance. They look up to you all the time. And as a child looking at your mother, you think your mother's always right, always perfect. And later on you realize she's not perfect. She can't be. But she does the best she can. That's the lover of a mother to a child. Happy Mother's Day. Looking down on us. Thanks for everything. Bye-bye.